Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long. Judgment Day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Wake up, everybody. This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show of the Science of Health and You. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share and also to listen to what we have to say. As the song said, wake up, everybody. If we change the language, if we change the way we do things, if we implement initiatives that we have never implemented before, then things will change. But first of all, you got to know what to do, how to do, and when to do it. So tonight's show is designed specifically to address the natural form, and the natural function. We know we have form, and most of us don't have the functionality to go with that form, and that's what this show is designed to do, is to provide you with an opportunity to be at your optimal health, your optimal opportunity to be who and what you're supposed to be. So we're going to get real basic tonight. We're not going to really have too much of a conversation, listen to us talk. We're going to kind of open the mics up a little bit and have you ask questions, get information. And those of you who have not been on the line before, this is the Science of Health with you on IWDM Radio. And if you want to participate in our program tonight, we ask that you press 1 on your phone, and I will see your hand raised in the studio, and I will open your mic to ask whatever question that you may have pertaining to the content that we're talking about. The most important thing is knowing what the content is. So we're going to get really, really kind of simple, what they call simple Simon tonight. We're going to just ask that you get your pen and get you some paper or pad or whatever you may do. If we say something that resonates with you, then write it down and prepare yourself to ask the question. This is a show about solutions. It's a show that provides you with the truth, the whole truth, and the truth will help us guide. The research has been done and what we usually discuss here today, but we don't want to try to impose anything on you tonight. And that's one thing we know as Muslims and what we know as people, you can't impose anything on another human being. All we can do is share the information with the hopes that you hear what we say, trigger a thought in you, provoke some thought, that you may pay more attention to what you walk around with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and do not. I'll say that again, do not know how it works. So we're going to get real basic. We're going to take you there. We're going to take you to what drives you. We're going to provide you with tools and information that enhances your ability to think and reason. And tonight, no matter what is being said tonight, whether you understand it or not, let nothing interfere with your ability to reason and perceive. And we want to follow everything we do to its logical conclusion. So we're going to get real, real simple tonight. If we talk about a word tonight such as enzyme, we're going to break down what an enzyme is, how it comes about, and its use, and what it is and how it affects the human body. If you hear the word neurotransmitters, we're going to stop right there and break down what a neurotransmitter is, how it works, how it's created in you, and what it does. You know, so anything that you hear tonight, like acetylcholine, which is something we're going to talk about to some degree. I know the name acetylcholine means absolutely nothing to the average person on the line today. So we are going to be real simplistic tonight. We're not going to overwhelm you with anything that takes you off the ability to think. We want you to think. We're here to provoke thought. And the thought is about you. That's why we call the program The Science of Your Health. The science of who you are, and hopefully we'll be able to provide with you, for you, some engineering, some ergonomic re-engineering in the way you think, in the way your brain functions, the way your body functions, to get a better understanding of five kingdoms that most of us don't know anything about. Well, I know we learned this stuff in science back in the 7th and 8th grade, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the fungi kingdom, bacteria, microscopic, the complex nuclear concepts of streptococcus and all those particular things, they mean absolutely nothing to us. So we want to get to you tonight. We're going to talk about how you got here. That's important. We're going to talk about what fuels this body. Now that it's here, how does it work? What created it in the first place? We all we know that mommy and daddy had a sexual experience, and they call it sperm cell and egg cell. But what happened? How did those two cells that they talk about, how did they create you? Put two eyes, two ears, two hands, two feet, five fingers, five toes. How in the world did that happen? And is it relevant? If you have children or grandchildren, it surely is relevant, because now you can have a conversation with your children and give them the understanding, the basic understanding on how they got here. There's nothing nasty about that. Don't you think, or do you think, your conversation with your children, even, I don't care how old they are today, they never got the kind of information that you're going to get tonight. No matter what you want to do, if our children come to us and ask us a question, I remember back in the day, are we going to talk about the birds and the bees? What in the world is the birds and the bees, and what does it have to do with you and I being here on the planet today? These are the types of things that we have to make sure we go back and regroup and rethink, re-engineer our concepts on what life is really all about and what this beautiful engineered body that we have that came about through atomic intelligence and how it came into existence and how it works today. I think some of the problems that we have today in this environment that we live in, it has to do with us not, when you don't know, it makes a major difference when someone asks you a question. We have a tendency to treat each other differently and separate ourselves from each other because we don't have answers and you don't want to be proud enough or humble enough to say, I don't know. Tonight, on the Science of Health in You, that's what we do. Help you know. Help you understand. We have a tremendous amount of people on the Internet who can't press 1 and ask a question. So we do want to let you know that there is a means and ways for you to get your answers tonight by texting me at 650-669-0458. Once again, 650-669-0458. So we're going to get started here. And before I bring my host, my guest on tonight, I want him to know that we don't have to break down the backside of the moon tonight. We're not even going to try to tell you about too much of anything except for you. We want to talk about how you come into existence. Just look at you. I want to paint a picture tonight on one thing. I want you to see yourself. I want you to understand yourself. Now that we have this form, well, what's the functionality of this form? How did it come into existence? What do we do? What do we do to maintain this body, just like an automobile? I guarantee you, most of us know how to change the oil, and most of us know we need gasoline to get someplace. And most of us know if we don't change the oil, if we don't do the spark plug and the maintenance that goes into a car, we don't function right. Well, the human body works the same way. It requires certain types of things in order for it to function. So let's start with the food. You've heard us talk about food on this program quite a bit. Well, we're going to break down this food situation to you where you can understand that those things that make us function, you can call it oil if you want to. We call it blood. We know that our nutrients are required. We get that from our food. We do know one thing. If you've been on this line before or been on our show before, you know each one of our bodies have 200 cell types. I can stop right there. If that don't make you think, I don't know what will. 200 cell types? Which one do you know about? If you don't know about them, what happens to you when you don't utilize what's necessary to make that cell operate properly? The key to all that, you have 75 to 100 trillion cells that make up the human anatomy. 75 to 100 trillion. Now, we started off talking about how did you get here? I'm trying to paint this picture tonight. Get your pad. Get your pen out. Because you're going to find out and learn tonight who you are, what you are, how you are, and what it's going to take for you to survive in this toxic environment that we live in. And we all know it's toxic. We all know this environment is toxic. What do we do about it? We're going to get down to some of those types of things. We're going to talk about the story of you tonight. What do you want to know about yourself? Do you have high blood pressure, diabetes, lung respiratory problems? What's happening with you? Let's do a self-analysis, self-evaluation on ourselves tonight, and look yourself in the mirror and say, are you pleased with your state of mind? Are you pleased with your condition physically, mentally? And we have to say spiritually, however you want to utilize that word spiritual, that's up to you. We need to know if we're going to grow. You can't talk about nothing that you don't know about. And what we try to do on the Science of Health for You is talk about you, the science of who you are, how you function, how you work. Now that we know we have this automobile, we're gonna start this engine, and we're gonna say, what's required for this engine to take off? Food. What type of food? She said the question, what type of food is required? Now, what we've been eating over the last few 100 years in this country is food that somebody else provided for us, and we have never, ever questioned it. So there's no need for you to question what we're saying tonight, because we're going to provide you with the truth about food. We're going to talk about the GMO seeds to whatever degree you want to know about that. And you all know that everybody talks about, oh, man, everything made out of genetically altered seed. Well, if that's the case, why are you eating it? If you know these seeds are genetically altered and they put these seeds in the soil and the soil has no mineral content, and we do know that because we talked about the Senate Document 264 where they told us since 1935 the soil has had no minerals in it since 1935 because they failed to do what one of our brothers told them to do, that was crop rotation, Dr. George Washington Carver. So they, when we have this soil that's inefficient to grow real food, then they have genetically altered seeds that they put in this soil. What are we eating? What are you feeding your children? What haven't you told your children? What have you told yourself about the fuel that goes into your body? And does it have an effect on your thinking process? Does it have an effect on how you function? Now, you got the form. We talked about that. We got here. Egg cell, sperm cell, and I'm still trying to figure out how in the world did I come into existence? How in the world in that process, and we're just like a seed, how in the world did I get here with everything in this rightful place? Now that we know that this picture that we're painting, you know that you got here in a very mysterious way, and you do know that the only thing you know is the environment that you grew up in, and all you do know is that all you have an understanding of is of the culmination of knowledge that you were able to create from this world who didn't want you to be educated, this world who didn't want to provide you with economic proper, this world who politically turns everything against you, don't want you to vote, don't want you to function, don't want you to do anything, this world who took your culture identity away from you, and you trust this world with the very thing that sustains your life? Just think about it. We've read about this stuff. We know good and well what has happened to us. We know that people are feeding us food that we know good and well is no good for us. When they sit here telling us that they're making chickens in a laboratory, shooting them up with steroids, and all of a sudden in 2 weeks you got a full-blown chicken, and you eat it, what do they do to that chicken? Is that if that shot that they gave that chicken, the steroid that they gave that chicken, is it still in the chicken? And so now we know what the weight problem is in our country, because if you're taking steroids, you're going to inflame and blow up like a balloon. Now that we know that, let's move on to the next thing. Your babies, your grandchildren, you're feeding them the very same thing that all you know about is what they've given you to know. Food, misinformation, disinformation. So our brains are clouded with concretion, our brains are clouded with stuff. Let's call it what it is. It's stuff. And we don't know how to get it out of our system. We don't know how to clean our blood, which is the oils. You don't change the oil, guess what happens? The car don't work right. Guess what? You won't either if your blood is dirty. So how do you build community life if you can't even take care of yourself? How do you build community life if you can't preserve and save your family? How do you build community life? How do you have a community? How do you have a family, quite frankly, if you don't know how to build a family? And it starts with you, the science of health in you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, those who just came on the line, welcome to IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of the science of health in you. And we're just trying to take you to where you are, at the kitchen table. Sit down. Take your shoes off. Get your pen. Get your paper. Matter of fact, pick up the telephone and call somebody. We're talking about real life issues that may cost you your life by not knowing what we're sharing with you tonight. It may cost you your life. I have 5 calls from the internet already, 5 texts already talking about what they want to know. So evidently I'm resonating with somebody.
What do we know about oxygen levels? We know there are three oxygen levels. What do we know about our skin and our skin layers? Well, matter of fact, what do you know about anything that's going on in your body, period? How fast does your heart beat or supposed to beat? How fluid is your blood supposed to flow within your veins? Do you know about capillaries? Do you know about nerves? Do you know about muscles? Do you know about all the things that make up the human body? How your kidney and your liver function? Do you know about liver, psoriasis of the liver? We always hear people talk about that. And one of the questions I have already is fatty liver. We're going to talk about those two things. I got another question. Does tattoos form the body? There's another question we got to talk about. But I just want you tonight to understand that we don't know that we don't know. This is damaging. As a community, as a family, let's start with the family. We don't know as a community. We don't know how to live in this country healthy. Optimal health, what is it? Why are we in the state that we're in today? Why are our children running all over the country doing the exact same thing in every single city? You hear about African-American children shooting each other, killing each other, robbing each other, not knowing why they're doing what they do. I have a son who just got 3 years in prison, and I asked him the question, why did you do that, baby boy? I don't know, Dad. I thought I did a good job of raising him. I really did. But the son I'm talking about is the one who was born a crack baby. And I do know the interconnection from the first trimester to the second trimester to the third trimester, something happened. Something didn't connect. His levels of energy, his algorithms, when you say it for lack of a better word, weren't connected to the point where he made a dumb, stupid decision and he couldn't even tell me why he did it. That's some shameful things that our children are going through. They don't even know that they don't know. They don't know why they have suicidal tendencies. They don't know why they hurt someone intentionally. They don't know where they have sudden impulses to do what the hell they want to do. They don't know why they're lying, stealing. They don't know why they're irritable. And we don't know why we have memory loss. You know, some of the things that we have in our lives right now, some of us older individuals, we don't know how come we can't remember where we put our keys. We don't know why we have these cravings and these addictions and these panic attacks and anxiety, this depression, being stubborn, stealing, lying, irritability. We don't know. But it all has to do with what you take in. What you take in has a direct reflection on how you function and what you kick out. We don't know that if we don't breathe correctly and get the carbon dioxide out of our bodies, that we got to take in a proper amount of oxygen for our brains to have enough oxygen. We don't know. And there's nothing wrong with not knowing. What's wrong if you hang up your telephone? That would be wrong. The psychology that we're talking about tonight is strictly mental illness. And I know that word may sound bad to some of you, but don't feel bad because there's something wrong. And if we can come up with this one conclusion, which I tell my young people in my classes when I start a class, if we all can come to this one agreement that none of us are well, we're going to have a great class. And I'm telling you tonight, if we all can come to this one conclusion tonight before I bring my guest speaker on, if we're not well, we're not able to provide our children with proper education. We're not able to provide our children with understanding the economic system that we live in. I'm a financial person, ladies and gentlemen. Every decision we make has an economic consequence. Are you seeing this picture that I'm trying to paint for you today? Politically, we don't even know how to talk to our children about politics and why they should vote. We don't know how. Most of us probably don't even know the alderman or the council person in the ward or district that we live in. And why don't you? Why aren't we involved in neighborhood associations? Why aren't we involved in the parent-teachers conferences? Why aren't we involved in our children's school life? But when our children get home or they get in trouble, the first thing is, what did you do to my child? That's a typical question that I get when I'm working with the school district. Parents come running in the room, what did you do to my baby? Or what did you do to him before you sent him to school? What did you feed him? you know where ADHD comes from? The lack of minerals in one's body. They say it's a magnesium and calcium deficiency. Children can't sit still because you give them too much sugar. Can't get enough of them sugar crisps, them sugar smacks, them honey buns. You don't even know that just in the flavoring called nutmeg is all the candy and all the cakes and all that. You're destroying the mindset of your child. These are things that we don't know. And it's okay because nobody ever told us. It's okay because nobody ever told us how to be a human being. It's okay. Nobody ever told us what human being really is. So are you being human? Are you operating on the plane and the intelligence of a human being, or are you operating on this thing called instinct? Either you're being human or you're instinctively acting out. When you're instinctively acting out, those are emotions. Those are emotions. So these mental disorders that we have, these problems that we are experiencing every day, they call it psychology. The sudden impulses in our being, why we act in the way we act, we just don't know. So I'm just trying to bring you to the table tonight with me. I want you to close your eyes and just look at yourself and see yourself 5 years from now. I want you to just pay attention to you. Have we done that self-evaluation that's essential and necessary for us to be who we're supposed to be and act the way we're supposed to act? And how is that? What is that? What does it really look like? Well, that's what we talk about every Tuesday. This is a laboratory. This is a classroom that you should be here with your children, with all your family members. See, we know each and every one of us have somebody in our family who's sick, who has a dis-ease, or disease as we refer to it as. Do we know that everything that we come in contact with as a cure and an explanation for all of it? I just want you to get this picture tonight. We're not going to waste your time. We want you to ask questions about some of the things that I'm talking about. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't damn know. And I'm going to take this time out tonight and ask a question, one question that may be relevant to somebody else who listened to this phone tonight. Well, I got 7 questions now from the Internet. So those of you who are online right now, who are in my studio, we ask that you press 1 on your phone and ask that question that's been nagging at you. If you really look at yourself, you got a question. If you're really paying attention to yourself, if you got it like that, I want you to press 1 and tell us how you got it like that. So either way, pressing 1 is going to be essential and beneficial to everybody on the line. So if you don't have any issues, praise God. You know, but tell us, what did you do? Help somebody else. That's the duty of a civilized man, is help someone else. Provide them with the information that made you who you are, that make you better. We need to build family life, ladies and gentlemen. But we need to build individual life first. That's so important. Abdul Shaheed, could you press 1 on your phone so I don't get you mixed up with a lot of other people? I do know your name by heart and your number by heart. But, wow, I'm telling you, these classes that I've been teaching, we had a class today called Active Listening. It was a powerful class. And I had to really dig deeper within me, but I found myself digging into a website called AMSOS.org to get the really true ability to share with my students what listening is all about. Why aren't we actively listening? Why do we have to sit? How come we can't sit still? As someone is talking to you, scribbling. Your brain is wandering off someplace else. What's happening? And why is it happening? So when you have your child who comes home, how was school today? No. What happened in school today? So you can have a discussion with them. Have a discussion about the sciences. Have a discussion about math. Have a discussion about their history, whatever they learn. We need to dig into our children's lives because we have strangers teaching our children things that we don't even know about. So when they come home acting silly and acting out of their mind, you say, what's wrong with you, boy? Ain't nothing wrong with them. Something happened to them. That's called historical and generational trauma. It's called the adverse childhood experiment that they've done on us a long time ago. Like everything else in this country, they've already done the research on everything. They can tell you based on where you live in this country what type of foods you eat, what type of cigarettes you smoke, what type of alcohol you drink, what type of car you drive, what type of clothes you buy, what type of records you purchase. They have already done this research. Go, why? They created you through their information, through their disinformation. Whoever controls the man, whoever controls the mind controls the man. Just like whoever controls the land controls you too. Whoever controls the education controls you too. What is this history that they're teaching our children? And you don't have a reference point to dig in and tell them about who they are, what they are, and the history of who we are in this country. Why? Because we don't take the time out to even pay attention to ourselves. Is history relevant to you? Or you just go through your day-to-day life, go to work, go to the bathroom, eat some food, and lay down. Is that all life is to you? Well, we know we're in trouble. You know we're in trouble if that's all life is to us. So I ask that you press 1 on your phone. Before you press 1, we ask that you text somebody, email somebody, let them know that, hey, you need to be on the line. This has to do with our lives as a people, our children. The sub-replacement fertility rate. Are we going to be here in 25 years if we continue at the rate that we're on right now? I know some great things going on in our community. There's some phenomenal things happening in our community. But for the most part, our young children ages 17 to 35, they are in absolute trouble. Something happened. What is it that happened? Don't you want to know? Because I know you have grandchildren. I know you have children. They're going to reach that age of 16, 17, 18. What are you going to say to them? What are you going to offer them? Can you tell them that the food you've been feeding them is really acting like this? Because that's what you better say. Because that's exactly what's happening. So with that, I hope that I said something that provoked thought. There's much I really wanted to say, but I'm here just to host the show and be the guideline, the facilitator for what's taking place today. And matter of fact, I said something earlier that one of my texters had just said, what's an enzyme? What is it for? How did it come about? So we're going to entertain questions today. This is your program. We can sit here and tell you all we need to tell you about anything you want to know about, but does it help you? Can you take the information and use it right now? So I'm going to ask my guest speaker today to help me address this, and we're going to have a controlled environment today where we're not going to get too wordy. We're going to get right to the point, matter of fact, and deal with questions and break down those questions on how these things came into existence. What is a neurotransmitter? You know, why are we having temper tantrums? You know, when they have temper tantrums? We got five kingdoms. Do you know what they are? Do you remember what they are? The animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the fungi kingdom. Oh, man, microorganism. Ooh, it's so deep, but we don't know it. It could kill us. It could take us off the planet. So please, take the time out and take a deep breath and get that oxygen intake in your head and just say, hey, thank you, Rashid. Thank you, Abdul Shaheed, for being on Tuesday. And if you don't want to do anything else, press 1 and just say, thank you. And I know good and well, I'm kind of, it's not that I'm being hard or anything like that. This is reality, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get out of this fantasy world. We're living a fantasy world when you don't know you. You can't explain you to your own child, your own grandbaby. You can't tell them what they should and should not be eating. And most of you heard the story of my grandbaby, but I'm off this phone tonight in Phoenix, Arizona. I guarantee you she'll be calling. What happened on the call, Grandpa? Is she going to tell me what happened in her school? Right or wrong, we're going to have this discussion tonight. This is I didn't do what I was supposed to do with my daughter. I'm doing my best to share with her now. I didn't do the best thing I did with my son because I didn't know. But now that I do know, she get mad at me. Oh, she can say, oh, Dad, y'all stop. Listen to me. Then I provide her with what? The tools, the research, that she can check it out for herself. It's just not daddy talking. Here's the research, baby. You have children now. Don't make the same mistake I made. I gave you chicken noodle soup out of the can, Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Now, if you look on the back of the can, this food has been altered genetically. I had no idea I would feed my children that type of mess. And she got off in me. I don't blame her. But I don't want her to make that same mistake. So with that, I'm going to bring Abdul Shaheed on from Georgia, a student of the School of St. Thomas's. And that's not important, y'all. What's important is the education and information that's going to be delivered to you. Now, if you want to get deep on it, he's going to give you his phone number. You want to know more about it, he's going to share with you and direct you right to the information for yourself. But right now, we have some questions to answer. We have some information to share with you. So take back. Press 1 on your telephone. Just press 1 just to press 1. See how bold you really are. Do you really want to know who you are? Do you really want to know? You tune in. So hopefully it's something you want to know. Let me stop, Abdul Shaheed. You know, I'm on a roll, man. I think I'm in my class still, man. I left my class.
Man, and you're doing good. Doing excellent. Excellent.
Bro, that active listening class just blew me away. I found out I didn't know what to say, and I pulled up on the big screen, AMSOS.org, and it blew them away about acetylcholine, melatonin, serotonin. Whoa, what is this, Mr. Rashid? They were blown away.
I know.
How they were acting. Didn't even know and understand why they were depressed and had anxiety. You know, inability to have a relationship with somebody. You know, so yes, it's deeper than active listening. Yes, it's deeper than acetylcholine. So what I try to drive into is the basics, Abdul, to let them know how to find out for themselves and how to research for themselves and how to get themselves in a state where I'm concerned about me. The class is all about you. I tell them, I thought, this class is about you. It's not about me. I'm just a facilitator trying to pull out of you what's already there. God already bless you.
It's already inside of each and every one of us. Absolutely correct.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put the mic down for a minute and let Abdul Shaheed introduce himself, and we're going to get into the questions. I got 7 questions already from the Internet, and I expect to have more questions for your audience. Please press one on your phone. Tell Abdul Shaheed, hey, thanks, Abdul. Hey, Rashid, man, I'm glad y'all are here. I'm going to tell my mom and dad and uncle and aunt about it. Press one. Give me information about yourself. How you fare right now? How you feeling? How you feeling, ladies and gentlemen? You got a knee hurt. I know your knee may be hurt. Your back may be hurt. Something hurt somewhere. I got up this morning, man. I must have laid the wrong way. My back was hurt. So I know we have I'm over 50, so I know we have some issues, you know, so I'm not going to sit there and act like I got it like that. I'm still learning like everyone else, and thank you so much for showing up, and thank you for those of you online. This is IWDM Radio, and those of you on the Internet, please dial 650-669-0458, leave a text, and I'll ask that question for you online, and for those of you who are online, you know what to do. Press 1. So with that, Abdul Shaheed. Salam alaikum.
Well, I got salam, Brother Rashid, and you did an excellent job. You are right on it. I'd just like to say Bismillah Rahman Rahim with the name of the source creator, the creator of everything, with his permission. And we'd like to just share some information from Scintometry and ask some questions, and like you said, because we want people to really understand who they are. And there's 2 questions that Dr. Norton said a person must know in order to become optimally healthy. And Dr. Maxwell Norton, he is the founder of the symptometric science called Scintometry. And he also is the founder of the American School of Scintometry, not for profit, that teach people about health. And here's what he said. The person must answer these 2 questions. They must answer, number 1, who they are, and number 2, where they are, in order to understand health. Those 2 questions must be answered. Now, what is a human being? Who is a human being, Brother Rashid? We all should be asking that question. If we answer that question, then we can begin to pay attention to the needs of our cells, the DNA, the RNA, all of these things, we can begin to understand how these things are connected. So just to share just a little information from what we've been blessed to learn at the American School of Cytometry about human beings and health. First of all, we must know we are created to live on this planet. This is planet Earth, even though it's very toxic and adversary and it's predatory. And we're sent here to be tested. Now, who are we? We're a biological existent, Brother Rashid, carbon-based, and we're energy-dependent. We're the product of atomic collision. That means we depend on energy for our very existence. We must always be producing energy. Nothing happens in this body without energy making it happen. If we don't keep producing energy, we'll be running an energy deficit. The moment we run out of energy, we make our transition to the next life. That is our expiration date. And brothers and sisters, we are energy housed in a physical body. That means we must take care of this body. This is our vehicle, Brother Rashid, just like you mentioned earlier. If the engine of the car won't start, it doesn't necessarily mean something wrong with the engine. It could be out of gas. It could be having a problem with the starter. It could mean the spark plug need to be changed or cleaned up. It doesn't mean that the engine is broken. It's the same way with the human being. Our brain, Brother Rashid, is the command center, but it's connected with something else that's unseen, and you can't even see it. The human being has two components. We're the intersection between the seen and the unseen. Intersection between the seen and the unseen. This is what makes a human being so very unpredictable. The combination between the seen and the unseen, the intersection with the physical and the intangible. Isn't that amazing? All in one organism. And this is what we must understand, who we are. We're the product of atomic collision. We're energy-dependent biological organism. We depend on energy. Nothing happened without it. So what's that mean, Brother Rashid? I mean, we must learn how to conserve energy. Because if we run out, that's the end. This body won't operate without energy. And if you run out of energy, you won't have enough energy to do what? Produce more energy. You won't have it. That's why we can't run out. The moment you run out of energy, that's your expiration date. Nothing else will happen. So cytometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell, is the cell support system, the DNA support system. Up a chance to remove blood impurities every day. That's what it does. Because blood impurities will deplete your energy. Eating the wrong food, Brother Rashid, will deplete energy, will cause us to lose energy. It's all about energy. We're energy dependent biological organism made of carbon. And I'm emphasizing that word carbon, which means there's something always breaking down. Something is always breaking down. You mentioned pain in the back, pain in the neck, pain in the arm. Oh, you slept wrong. No, things are always breaking down. Carbon-based, made out of carbon. Carbon is always breaking down. And it's necessary for us to learn how to keep things reconstructed, repaired. See, this is another thing that no one ever taught us, Brother Rashid, that the human being is high maintenance. High maintenance. not low maintenance. We've been misled to believe that you don't have to do anything but eat food, drink water, and go to the bathroom a couple of times a day. You'll be healthy. That is not true. The human being is high maintenance. It requires more maintenance than we do on our cars, even though we spend more time on our cars than repairing of our own body. We spend more time on our home repairing them, repairing it, than repairing our own body. High maintenance and made of carbon and depend on energy. Now you know who a human being is. Now you know who a human being is. And we must always be about producing energy. If we eat food, Brother Rashid, that consume more energy than we're producing, then we'll be on an energy deficit. This is why the person have mental problem. This is why person are sick. Person is sick because they're not producing enough energy. And wherever there's energy loss, wherever there's energy loss, that will be a problem. That's where sickness and disease will occur. Here's another thing about energy, Brother Rashid. Positive energy must eliminate negative energy in a person, in a human being, in a human being. Positive energy must eliminate negative energy. See, we get mixed up with plants. And here's the difference. Plants, they're able to coexist with negative energy and positive energy together. But human cannot. Negative energy in the human being is a distraction. It's going to cause a lot of problems. That's why negative energy has to be eliminated. And that's what health is. It is negative energy being displaced by positive energy. That's what health is. Just reverse, negative energy displacing positive energy in the human is disease. Isn't that amazing? It can all be reduced down to energy. This is what we know. These are some things we learned from being a student at the American School of Symptometry. And this is why people are sick. They're sick because they're losing energy for no other reason. People are sick because they're using more energy than they're producing in their shoulder, in their back, in their knee, in the brain, in the digestive system, in the nervous system, in the endocrine system, in the urinary system, in all of the systems, in the bones, in the teeth, the membrane, all these things. In other words, the loss of energy causes a deviation from health. Isn't that amazing? People who talk too much, they're losing energy, Brother Rashid, rather than conserving energy. People who argue all the time, they're losing energy rather than conserving energy. These are things that will cause us to have more problems. So, Brother Rashid, that's basically what we want to talk about tonight, what we want to share tonight, other than answering your question, is that we are energy dependent. And the more we understand that we are energy dependent, and that we must conserve our energy, we won't be wasting it on unnecessary things. Or we won't be trying to eat food that's indigestible. We'll be more critical about the food that we're eating. Because we have to use more energy on digesting our food. You know what's going to happen? The digestive system will rob energy from our brain, causing us mental problems. It will rob energy from our liver, rob energy from our heart. Rob energy from my lung anywhere. It can rob energy just to digest your food. Is it worth it? I'd like for everybody that's listening to think about that. If you eat the wrong food, drink the wrong water, drink the wrong beverages, It will cause you to lose more energy because those things have to be broken down and digested. Then the digestive system will have to rob other places of energy. And that's why you'll be sick. Your doctor never would talk about energy.
You know something? You know something, man. I tell you.
That's where we are, energy.
Yeah, it's such amazing. You know, we talk about 1619, the fact that we've been here since 1619, and we talk about everything that we've gone through, the types of food, you know, historically that we've been able to eat. And we knew our great-great-grandparents ate bad food. They ate garbage. They made garbage taste good because they had to eat.
Absolutely. That's what they did.
But, you know, historically and generationally, they have made money off garbage. And they continue to make money off garbage. And we just don't see it because historically we don't understand and we've never taken the time out to tie this whole traumatic experience that we've had together so we can know that where we are today is really not a natural thing at all, Abdul. There's nothing natural about the consumption of food that we eat. We call it soul food. We call whatever we want to call it, a name attached to it. And we tend to fall victim to this bad food, and they don't care about the whole world eating it because it's all about money to them. Because if I got you sick, guess what? You're going to come to the pharmaceutical company. All that stuff is interrelated, interconnected, and integrated. You know, we
Absolutely.
Still talk about the concept. So if I'm a doctor, I'm definitely going to invest into a pharmaceutical company because I know you're coming.
Exactly.
I know what you eat, I know it's no good for you. And I already know you're not getting all the tools, all the resources that you need to function as a real human being. So what a game being played. And I'm just saying to us on the line tonight, let's just stop and redo, rethink, you know, reconfigure who we are, what we are. Well, more importantly, and you hear me say this all the time, I am concerned about my children and my grandchildren right now. Where are they going to be 15 years from now if we continue on this path? What's going to happen to them? How are they going to be thinking? You know, and that's the thing we have to take, you know, really take into consideration. So let's answer one of the questions from the Internet. And those of you who are on the line and those of you who have just come on the line, we add, this is IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for the Science of Health and You. And if you do have a question on the Internet, and for those of you who may have tuned in, if you have a question, you can always text me at 650-669-0458, and I'll get that question to Abdul Shaheen, and he can answer that question for you. But all of us know that we know somebody who's not well. We all know. You know, so we have to change our language, Abdul. You know, how do you change your language if you don't understand what language is? Your body is talking to you all the time. This whole community of self or community of cells that we walk around with every day, if you don't understand the conversations being had called pain, the conversations being had within your body called disease, called, incorrigibility, called impatience, why are we treating each other the way we treat each other? There is a reason for everything. There's a root-based therapeutic that we just haven't figured out yet. And that's why we're here. That's why we started this particular show, to share with you information that no one with a medical degree is going to share with you. I am not putting down the medical profession. We're not trying to give you or tell you what to do. We're trying to educate you so you can know how to take care of yourself. Because you're going to go to Dr. Frankenstein. You're going to get a white piece of paper called prescription. And you're going to fill that prescription, and all you're going to do is make your body more toxic than it really is because of the components that's in the medication. I got high blood pressure. Doctor said, I got diabetes. Doctor said. But did the doctor ever tell you how you got it? Did he ever tell you what you do? He don't do anything but write a prescription for you, so you're just a 15-minute call, Medicaid and Medi-Cal payments to them. You're a dollar sign when you walk through the door. We have to understand this. The biggest industries in this country is pharmaceutical industry, guys.
Absolutely.
It's a gold mine. So if you're an investor, you know, I know you invest in the pharmaceutical industry because you're going to make some money.
Absolutely.
You're going to make some money in that particular industry. So we're going to answer a couple questions from the Internet.
Excellent.
And those who are on the line, I see all these numbers. I don't see anybody raising their hand or pushing one on their telephone. you know somebody who's sick, ask the question for them. Somebody in your family is ill, ask the question for them. Please, if we're telling you something that resonates with you, why wouldn't you want your family to have that same information? Your children, your uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, come on. So press one on your phone. We're not going to pressure anybody. Like I said, we're not going to impose or anything on anybody. We don't want to do that. We don't feel like we're beating somebody up, but we do want you to add value to our conversation. This is your show. This is not our show. We're just here to provide you with some resources and some information that can help you. Questions you need to ask your doctor if you're seeing one right now. Doctor, what's in this stuff you're giving me? It makes me feel funny. And watch him prescribe another prescription for you to make you feel unfunny. You know, he's not going to answer your question. He can't. He didn't go to school to answer your question. He went to school to do exactly what he's doing, prescribing something for you. So one of the questions that came on the Internet, the first one that came about, what is an enzyme and why is that important and how do enzymes exist in our body? Beautiful question.
Excellent now, question, Brother Rashid.
Your pad out.
You know that second question we asked? Where are we?
Yes.
The second question that we say that Dr. Maxwell Norton said that in order to be optimally healthy, you must have the answer to two questions. Number one,
yes,
who you are. We explained that.
Right.
Then number two, where are you?
Okay.
So this goes with that question. Where are we? We're on Earth. And we have the worst part of planet Earth, the worst part, that has where gravitational force is at its strongest. The gravitational force is always pulling and tugging on us. Think about it. It tends to slow things down. So what the Almighty did, he gifted us with enzyme to speed things up. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Gravity slows things down, and our body uses enzymes to speed things up.
What a balance.
And if you denature enzyme, things going to be moving too slow in you because there won't be any enzyme to speed action, reaction. This is what happened. So most enzymes are catalysts. Catalyst is a scientific word.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You take care. So catalyst, my little grandchild, he's telling me goodbye.
Loving it.
I know that's right. So though catalyst is a scientific word, means things that speed up a reaction but does not interfere with the reaction. It speed up the reaction, and it doesn't react with the reaction. That's a catalyst in science. Check it out, people. Look it up. So that's the main function of the enzyme to speed things up. For example, if our blood needs to move fast with speed, at the speed of light, we need enzyme so it circulates with speed. If the cells need to divide with speed, because if they divide too slow, things are not going to come out right. You already mentioned that. How do a baby come out with all of the 10 toes and the 10 hands and all that? Because of speed, Brother Rashid.
Yes,
those cells are divided with speed. If those cells divide haphazardly, then things would be all over the place. So enzymes speed things up for us. That's why we must produce them. That is the first essential that the cell produces. See, here's the thing about the human body. Our cell produce everything, Brother Rashid.
Okay?
The Almighty did not leave out anything. They produced everything in terms of enzyme, neurotransmitter, neuropeptide, hormone, enzyme, neurons. All these things our cell produce. Everything. They're called essentials. Brain essentials, many of them, thousands of them. Body essentials, more thousands of them. They don't even have names. We haven't named them yet, Brother Rashid. Our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren would be naming these things. That's what we do. So brain is central, body is central, and cell is central. Those things for the cell to carry out their function. They produce all of these things. They don't come from the health food store. There's no prescription you can get to make the cell function properly. We must know how to eat, digest protein, digest starch and sugar, and digest fats and oil. Those are the five food groups. This is what is required. So enzyme has two main components. The main component is a protein unit. They are called amino acids. Amino acid, that's the main portion of an enzyme. And that correlate with the amino acid that make up our DNA. It's 20 of them. Isn't that amazing? The DNA,
wow.
In order to repair, you need to consume amino acids. That's why we have to eat protein food, Brother Rashid. You just can't go around eating plants because plants only have a few, very few amino acids. That's why they are called incomplete protein. But protein food like meats have more amino acids, and they're called complete protein foods. All food is not the same. So we need these amino acids to combine with a vitamin or mineral. Many of those cofactors are vitamin and mineral. They join together in an enzyme template to produce hundreds of thousands of enzymes for all kind of purpose and reason. That is the first thing the cell produce, an enzyme. Then everything else comes after that. That's what they are.
Yes, sir. Well, I hope the young lady who asked that question got an answer. If you do have something else to add to that, please text me, and we'll continue the conversation a little bit further. Second question from the Internet. I have been diagnosed with fatty liver. Can you share with me what that is, because it was not explained to me by my doctor?
That is real easy to explain, Brother Rashid. People are consuming the wrong fats and oil, and the body has to put it somewhere. See, in order for the blood to continue to circulate, the excess fat called saturated fat, because the person is consuming saturated fat, when our cells require unsaturated fat so it can produce, so our liver can produce good cholesterol. But if we give our liver saturated fat, it will produce LDL. And then we won't have the enzyme to break down the saturated fat.
Mm.
In order to keep it out of the blood so the blood can continue to circulate, our organs, the liver, will absorb the excess fat. Our heart, fat degeneration of the heart would absorb excess fat because you can't digest it thoroughly. So since you can't digest it thoroughly, it'll be circulating in the blood. In order for the blood to circulate, the organ, the tissue, the skin, the eyelids, all these things have to absorb their share of now the saturated fat that you consume. It'll be on your hip, under your arm, anywhere it can store it. Anywhere it can store it.
This is why people can't lose weight. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Because they got so much fat stored already, and stored fat is stored energy. You need
right.
to know how to get the energy out of the fat. But if you don't produce
right.
enzyme, like we said earlier, that is the first essential. Without enzyme, nothing has happened. Everything comes to a grinding halt. That's why enzyme deficit would lead to what? Energy deficit.
Hmm. Wow.
An energy deficit would lead to what? Criminality, believe it or not.
Well, I guess that adds value to that statement that we raise criminals in our own houses by not providing
absolutely
proper food for them to function correctly. Give me a favor. Now, we do know that the liver produces X amount of functions per day. And we do know that enzymes convert amino acids. Can you share with us that conversion, and if the liver cannot convert, what happens to us. How many functions does that? Show us how powerful the liver is, Abdul Shaheed. Just sure.
Man, the liver is
too
powerful. It is so powerful, Brother Rashid. Nothing in here. Here's how important the liver is to the rest of the body, to the rest of the organs. It is like the sun to all of the planets in our solar system. The sun gives the energy to all of the other planets. That's how important the liver is to all of the other organs. The liver produces the raw material for all of the other organs to function. So here's the question. What is the brain without the liver?
Mm-mm. Okay.
Here's the thing. Now we have to eat the food that has phenylalanine. Okay?
Okay.
Because the liver needs that to transfer it into tyrosine and amino acid. And the brain will use the tyrosine to produce what? Neurotransmitters.
Wow.
Neurons, all these things. See how that functions? If you didn't have the neurotransmitter, you won't be on a paradigm of normalcy as far as your mental faculty is concerned. It is neurons, neurotransmitter, neuropeptide that runs the brain and the body. Believe it or not, that's how important our liver is. The liver produces the raw material for the kidney. If the liver is compromised, it won't be long before the kidneys are compromised. If you don't do something about correcting the liver. If you have a compromising or unperforming liver, every organ in the body will eventually be affected because it is the liver that produces the resources for all of them. It is just like the sun to all of the planets, giving out energy, life-sustaining forces.
I know one thing, I guess you can't make any plainer than that. Anybody who have a question, you know, you do have an opportunity to call Abdul Shaheed to get more detail. But quite frankly, we do know one thing, Abdul Shaheed. The information that you're providing us with, we have access to the same information through books and material that has already been provided for us. We do know that we have a website in which we'll share with those who are on the line how to go get this information and click on particular articles. You know, one of the articles that, I mean, I carry with me no matter where I go, one of the articles I carry with me is Understanding Mental Health, Part 1 and Part 2.
Man, that's amazing.
I had no idea when I was reading this it was going to talk about something other than the brain. So it focused in on the liver. It just blew me away.
Yeah.
That's why I asked that question, that you mean to tell me the non-ability to produce what the liver needs will cause memory loss. We call it Alzheimer's. Poor thought processing. We call it short-term memory loss. Errors in judgment. Inconsiderate. Lack of consciousness. Now, here's
all
this stuff right
things.
There. Lack of consciousness. Now, what is wrong with our babies? Here's the key element here.
Not paying attention.
No consciousness about taking somebody's life. Cruelty. Instability.
None at all.
You know, and it's like, how you shoot somebody to go around the corner and have a hamburger? You know, it doesn't bother you. So now you know the power of something that's happening to our children. We don't have to worry about trying to figure it out. All we have to do is get into understanding who we are and what we are so you can begin to share with your children before they get to this point where they're disrespectful. They don't honor your word. They don't think about what you're saying. They don't even process what you're saying because guess what? In your home, you're giving them the stuff, the food, to make them
act
this way. It's
absolutely.
It
is so important to take care of our brain. And the way you do it, you take care of the liver.
Yes.
There's a concept in cytology called the hepatocentric concept.
Mm-hmm.
That is how the liver impacts everything in the human body.
Wow.
The liver is at the center.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is IWDM Radio. I know what you're hearing tonight is resonating with you. whoever thought something as a liver could do so many different components? Now, I'm going to say this. Let me know where I got this wrong or not. The liver produces how many functions a day?
Man, it's hundreds of functions. One could say about 500 different functions.
Ooh.
The liver is performing. And there's 48 different faculties of a human being. And not just the five senses. We have 48 faculties, Brother Rashid. They're interconnected, interdependent, interrelated, integrated mental faculties, which are run by neurons, neuropeptide, neurotransmitter. And they use electrical energy, Brother Rashid, electricity, some electrolyte. That's why we have to drink electrolyte-enriched water, not just plain water, not just water from the tap, not just any old bottle of water. No, we must have electrolyte to produce electricity. We must use the right salt. Salt have cations and anions. The cations are the positive charges. We need that to produce electrical energy. This is how the three nervous systems function. And then we need thermal energy. People eating ice cream, putting ice in beverages. All this is wrong. Making a big mistake. If you want to be mentally awake and mentally healthy and creative, and those cold items, ice cream, ice in beverages and drinking it, ice in smoothie and drinking it, you're losing energy. You're destroying energy in you. See the connection
wow.
between losing energy and your health? You cannot be healthy. You need thermal
wow.
energy. That comes from hot pepper, hot water. Heat is thermal energy. If you go outside, if it's cold outside, you go out there, no hat and scarf on your head, you're making a big mistake. The virus are licking their chops because they're going to be attacking you for that reason. Your immune system is going to be weakened. Everything will be slowed down. There's no insulation in our brain. That's why you need to put something on your head. That's why we have hair on our head. Every baby is born with hair unless something's wrong with them for a reason.
No,
for thermal
right
energy
back
to maintain and conserve thermal energy, because without thermal energy, Brother Rashid, there won't be electrical energy and there won't be magnetic energy to produce electromagnetic energy. Think about that.
Wow.
It's all about energy, Brother Rashid. That's what we are.
You said
the more energy
only
a person produce and conserve, the stronger they'll be, the healthier they'll be. Think about that.
Yes, sir.
It's up to each and every one of us. But people drink alcohol, and alcohol drugs what? Deplete energy.
Yeah, we can bear
these major enzymes, they go hand in hand. These major enzymes, you're gonna make your enzyme worthless, and then you're going to deplete energy, a double whammy. How are you going to be healthy?
Those of us who weren't born in this religion, we know what alcohol did to it. We call ourselves getting high or getting drunk. And the next morning, you couldn't get up and go to work, man. It was just one of those types of things. So we just
try to scripture, the Almighty warns us about alcohol in every scripture, intoxicant. They can say it's natural and all that foolishness, all they want.
Yes, sir. But two other questions. One thing
right
you talked
ahead.
About earlier, you talked about the nervous system. And for those of you who don't know that the nervous system has three components, I'll let you explain that. But I do want to let everyone know, for those of you who just came on the line, this is IWDM Radio, The Science of Health to You, Rashid Salam. And we're just having a town hall meeting tonight. We're just chatting. We want you to ask questions.
Yes.
We are not looking for you to come on and provide us with any comment, because guess what? We so full of information, we can't even process the information. And that's what I was finding out in class today. I had to take three breaks in a four-hour session, because you could see in their eyes, you could see in their behavior, man, this information was wearing these cats out. You know, it was like, oh, man, what else are you going to tell them? What this? I mean, there was you losing their mind, so I had to take a break in there to make sure
exactly.
that I kept their attention to some degree, but the information was outstanding. And I, you know, actually, for the first time, I taught from AMSOS. Every subject that came up,
I pulled it up on
the website and showed them. It's just not me talking. I'm just a facilitator. But I can show you the interrelation, the interconnection, and the integrated concept of what I'm trying to say, because I'm trying to make it relative to you. And that's what we're doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're just trying to make things relative. We want you to take a good look at yourself in the mirror. You know, we want you to say, you know, are you happy with yourself? Are you happy with the state, the physicality of yourself? Are you happy with your mental state? You know, are you forgetting stuff and don't know why you're forgetting? We haven't even talked about tomatoes and potatoes and what it causes on mental health, on memory loss.
Poison. Poison.
When I brought up tomatoes in that classroom, man, and potatoes, you know, what can we eat? I said, we're not right here. I'm just trying to tell you now. These things came from this soil that we talked about earlier in the program, where the soil has been depleted of all this mineral content since 1935. It is hard to imagine there's somebody on this planet who knows this and still sells you this garbage. And the problem is the fact that we don't understand, we don't educate ourselves, we don't question anything, we just consume. And the fact that we consume, you can't get mad at nobody. These people are doing what they're supposed to do, rip you off, kill you, get your money. That's what they do. That's America, ladies and gentlemen. This is a capitalistic society. I shared with you earlier, every decision we make has a financial consequence.
So you make a bad decision,
don't get mad at the consequences. Don't get pissed off when you got to take your child to the hospital and he got COVID. You know, what is COVID? They never even told us what it was. What's in the vaccine? And people are dying from stuff 2 or 3 years later, and they call it something else, but it was caused of something they did 2 or 3 years ago. When you start talking about respiratory, start talking about blood clots, muscle atrophy, you know, all of a sudden you got feelings that you never had before and don't want to relate it to the shot. Ladies and gentlemen, let's wake up. Then you ask them, what's in it?
Vaccine denature enzyme, Brother Rashid. Vaccine denature enzyme. That's what they do.
Case closed. We don't have to get into
that's
that.
It.
We don't.
The body cannot do anything without enzyme.
You just shared with us the importance of enzyme. Now you tell us that the vaccine denatures them?
That's right. Make them worthless.
And we expect to survive it. You know, my auntie, I go to church with her as much as possible. She wants me to take her to church on Sunday. Baby, I got to get my shot. I said, auntie, I can't take you to that. What you mean? I can't do it. Now, if you're going to go get your shot, I'll call you an Uber. I'll call you a cab. But I am not going to take you to a doctor and let him do it. I can't feel it. It's just not – I can't do it. And she, what you mean? I said, here, I'm going to send you an article, read it. Guess what? She's not taking a flu shot this year. Took me two and a half years to get her not to do it. She's not taking a flu shot this year, and you can't even talk about no vaccine to her. Took her 2.5 years. So all I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a process. This is a learning experience. What we're going through tonight is a learning experience, and we want you to ask questions about your family members. We want you to ask questions that you know for a fact that something's happening to them. What can you say to them to help them? And don't feel bad about doing it. Give them the research. Give them the articles. And you've done your job after that. But if you sit back here and listen to what we're talking about, don't have any questions. You're just going to get fat. You're just going to get all the information just for you and not share it with anybody. You should be shaming yourself. I'll be honest with you. You should be shaming yourself to be able to sit in the powerhouse of information and grasp it, take into consideration all these powerful things on how you work as a human being and don't share it. Don't give it to your children. Your grandbaby's bouncing off the wall from honey buns. You know your daughter or your son is giving them kids this crap. You know what they eat. Then when they come over and they get disrespected talking back to you, you're going, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? Ask yourself this question. What's wrong with you for giving them the stuff that they eat?
Absolutely. In the first place.
Let's get, cause. We talk about RBT, root-based therapy. Root-based therapy. This is what's wrong with the world right now. Let's get political all of a sudden here. Why are people having all this
incompetence? The leaders, the brain is impoverished, Brother Rashid. They do all the things we say don't do.
Come on. Why are these people just all of a sudden a lie becomes the truth and the truth becomes a lie? Something's going on.
Brother Rashid.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at three neurotransmitters right now. Let me just share with you just the three neurotransmitters.
Please.
And then that's going to answer your question about what you're getting ready to say about politics. Three things. And these are neurotransmitters, by the way.
Okay.
Number one, glutamic acid. Glutamic acid. GLUTAMIC. It is turned into glutamate. It is glutamate that enables cells to communicate with each other. Memory would not function, and learning would not be possible without glutamate.
Wow.
Number two, glycine, GLYCINE. In the central nervous system, glycine send a signal to regulate the intake of food, behavior, and complete body homeostasis. That's BANners. Glycine regulates immune function, the production of superoxide, and the production of cytokines by altering intracellular calcium levels. Number three, these are neurotransmitters. Number three, acetylcholine. Acetylcholine in the brain alters neuronal connectivity, excitability, influences synaptic transmission, makes the synapse extremely effective, and coordinates the firing or grouping of neurons. The enzyme that degrades old acetylcholine so that fresh produced acetylcholine can start working immediately is called acetylcholine esterase. If a pharmaceutical drug, alcohol, poison, et cetera, denature acetylcholine esterase, fresh acetylcholine will not be produced to make a person function properly in society. I rest my case.
You answered my question.
Leaders around the world.
I'm not going to even discuss that. Told us why people are acting the way they are. You know, we don't have to second guess. We see it happening right in our faces.
By leaders.
What's wrong with you?
And these supposed to be the smart ones, the smart people among us, Brother Rashid. These supposed to be the smart people among us. If the leaders are conducting themselves and acting in this regard, what can you expect from the masses of people?
Well, it's a known fact that 67% of the people who are in Congress are alcoholics. It's a known fact that 77% of officers in the military are alcoholics, and so are their wives. It's a known fact that people have problems that we can't even grasp, and you just made it very plain on why they have the problem because of the way they're handling their business physically.
Yes. These are leaders. They're in charge of everybody.
Okay.
There
go our 200 cell types, and there go the disruption of the 75 trillion cells that you made up of. If they're not interconnected, if they're not integrated, if they're not relating to each other, this is what you get. Total and complete chaos in the universe.
That was just three of the neurotransmitters out of 12. I just mentioned.
Three of the 12. Now, what I need you to do for my sake, I need you to send me what you just said on the email, and you know my email address. Number two.
And Brother Rashid,
here's
another thing that Syntomin have uncovered. There are 48 faculties, not just the five senses, There are 48 faculties. And we don't produce neurons in the proper number, the brain is going to be what? Shrinking, because it's going to be losing energy. Most of our little brain has shrunk in size.
It's obvious.
That's why they come up with all these silly decisions.
It's obvious, man. People see the world.
The world is coming to an end.
Well, yeah, their world. You know,
as
the Almighty God world is going to continue, because people are going to get knowledgeable and they're going to do what they need to do to improve their situation. It's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, those of you on the Internet, I knew I have a couple more questions that have been sent to me on the Internet, but those of you who are on in the studio, please press 1 on your phone. This is IWDM Radio, the science of healthy you. I am Rashid Salam, and we have Abdul Shaheed, who is a student of the American School of Symptometry out of Chicago, and he's sharing some pertinent information about our lives, information that could change your life. Matter of fact, information that would cost you, that may cost you your life if we don't adhere and heed the information that's being given to us. Here's another question from the Internet. The USDA gave us 5 food groups. Can you I laugh. But this is one of the biggest lies ever been told to the world. And here, once again, here we go with those leaders who have the audacity to tell us the 5 food groups. Can you help us out, bro? Just help
the 5 food groups. The 5 food groups, Brother Rashid. They're so very important for us to enhance our brain. We have protein, starch and sugar, fats and oil. That's it. Those are the 5 food groups. Those are the sources of food that we must feed ourselves so our cell will have the raw material they need. And we're going to break it down, Brother Rashid. The protein.
Hey, that's not what the USDA say, Brother Abdul.
I tell you what do they say? Bread, meats, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, all these things. We know what that pyramid they have say.
Yes, sir.
But look where it got us. See, here's the thing. We need to break that food pyramid down into what the cell really need to use to produce energy.
That's right.
And the cells need to produce energy is protein. What are we, Brother Rashid? Everything about the human being is protein. Collagen, collagenic fiber, the bones, the muscle, the DNA, the RNA, the genes, all of those are protein units. That's the difference between a human and a plant. Plants are made of cellulose, so we should eat more of what we're made of, which is not plants. Plants are made of starch. Cellulose, that's another name for starch. And the starch is a network of sugars. That's what it is, network of sugars. That's why we need to eat sugar and starch, to get the monosaccharide, to be able to rebuild and repair the DNA, RNA.
Wow.
So we're not just eating for chaos. We're eating for a reason, scientific reason, to repair everything about our body from head to toe, to replace, reconstruct what's being deconstructed. What is deconstructed must be reconstructed, rebuilt, Brother Rashid. That's a human being. The Almighty has given us the ability to rebuild ourselves every single day. We can replace something. Every part of our body has its own cycle of renewal. There should be nothing old in us, because our cells divide, producing new healthy cells to take the place of old cells that cannot carry out the function of a new cell. But if you cannot replace those cells or produce new healthy cells, the old cell will stay in place like a soldier until it's replaced with a new healthy cell. That's how it is.
Yes,
surely, an old cell cannot do what a new cell can do. So protein is what I tell me, most of the cook by using the method that breaks down meat protein, poultry protein, to release all of the amino acid that's in the protein. That's why you must cook your food scientifically to release all of the amino acid that's in the meat. If you don't cook them scientifically, you won't get the amino acid. And you'll be poisoned by whatever antibiotics they have injected into the meat. And also whatever hormone, growth hormone, that's also injected into the meat. And if that meat happens to have a disease, if you don't cook it scientifically, you will have that disease grafted onto your own organ, making it for a more complex disease that your doctor would not ever have a clue about. What happened? Now, that's with protein. Starchy food, most are cooked by using the double burner method. If you choose to eat heavy starchy food to eliminate the excess starch, starch has those three gluten, gluten, glatin, and gliadin that cause things to be stuck together, Brother Rashid. This is why starchy food must be thoroughly digested. You must cook them by using the double burner method for all heavy starchy foods. If not, you're going to have stuff glued together inside of you. And the sugar that we use, Brother Rashid, they must be monosaccharide. Reduce the monosaccharide. Monosaccharide simply means super sugar, super, single sugar. There are many disaccharides. There's many polysaccharides, double, many sugars, polysaccharide. The word poly, many. Disaccharide, two sugar. When I say I require monosaccharide, one sugar. See the difference?
Yes, sir.
That's what health is. Giving the cell what they need, and they'll do the rest to restore your health.
Right.
And it'll keep you healthy, and it will fortify you against diseases. This is how it is, Brother Rashid, if we stay in compliance. Now we have fatty acid. Come from fats and oil. We need fatty acid. Essential fatty acid is what transfers oxygen off the hemoglobin into the cells. Isn't that amazing? Essential fatty acid transfer oxygen into the cell off the hemoglobin. Isn't that something?
Wow.
That's why we need essential fatty acid. We have to have fats and oil. Saturated is an unsaturated fat that causes the cell to keep its permeability. So nutrient can flow into the cell and toxin and waste can flow out of the cell. The cell membrane must be permeable. If we consume saturated fat, brothers and sisters, the cell membrane will become calcified. That means the cell will be on lockdown. Nothing get in, nothing get out. Perfect condition for spontaneous cancer enzyme called neoplastic enzyme to come into existence spontaneously because the conditions are favorable. Wherever the conditions are favorable, Brother Rashid, life would appear. That's how we got here. The Almighty Source Creator made the condition favorable for life on planet Earth. And we can thrive here if we use our brain, use all of our faculties, all 48 of them. Maybe one time in the near future, we have a chance to go through these 48 faculties, step by step by step, so you can really understand who is a human being.
In the meantime, send them to me.
I can't wait.
Those are the five food groups. Those are the five food groups. Protein, sugar and starch, fats and oil. That's it. That's what the cells require. If we give them that and also have suitable, well-combined dietary supplement, like in the molecules, well-combined, must be combined with valence in mind so those electrons matches up so it produces no turbulence in your system. You go to the health food store, you combine all kinds of different things, and you know nothing about valence. And neither the person who's selling you this. Them supplements. They don't know anything about valence either. They don't study chemistry. They just got a business.
He's selling with somebody else's soul, you know.
Exactly.
Man,
man. I tell you, man, what a lesson today. What a phenomenal lesson today. And, you know, and we just the surface. And we have
just scratching the surface, Brother Rashid. Just having a casual talk in the park.
You know, and so you can see the need for us to pick up the telephone, get our children involved, because if we don't, if we continue at the rate that we're going in, most of you have heard me say this before, in 25 years, I know it seemed like a short period of time, in 25 years, we as human beings in the state that we're supposed to be in will not exist. We cannot continue doing this to ourselves. We cannot continue doing this to our children, because if our children take on all the things that we didn't know and it continues like this, a whole generation will be wiped out. Dysfunctional. I mean, literally dysfunctional people.
That's
we
what
will
happened,
not
Brother
be
Rashid.
Intellectually challenged. And we just, you know, let's just quit thinking, oh, man, it's African-American. Quit talking about African-American. It's people in general. These people don't care about you. And I'm talking about the powers that be. I'm talking about that 20% who owns 80% of the wealth. That's
yes.
what I'm talking about. Okay. And they don't realize if you wipe out the 80%, what you going to do now? You got to go back to work? They're so overwhelmed. They're so blinded. They're so blinded because they don't have acetylcholine. They're so blinded they don't have serotonin. They're so blinded because
exactly.
it's not helping you either. You're not functioning right. So you can't see 20, 30 years from now that you're destroying a whole race. A whole group of people who make you money, then you're sick too. What an illness, brother. What a serious illness. So
that's what happens, Brother Rashid. Everyone becomes self-destructive. If they don't keep compliance. If they don't be in compliance with the system, they become self-destructive. That's what happens.
We're out of compliance. Brother Abdul, we are out of compliance completely, thoroughly, and totally, and we're going to have to recognize in our personal lives that we're going to have to make a change. We're going to have to transform, or we're going to stay deformed. And that's basically what we're talking about. In order
and
to
become self-destructive.
Oh, we're looking at it happening right before our eyes. When they talk about the world coming to an end, as we know it, you know, as we see it, it will be an end. Until we just have a bunch of wild people all over the country, all over the world, just fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody crazy.
Becoming self-destructive.
Everybody out of their mind. And that's what's happening right before our eyes today. That's our political
situation. That is what's happening, yes.
So basically, we are coming to the end of our program. And I have a couple more questions I want to ask from the Internet, but those of you on the line who may have a question about the subject matter at hand, I don't want to get off this subject matter. This is you. I want to stay on us. We're going to stay on us next week. We're still going to be talking about you, how to correct us, how to correct our future. I'm going to talk about this. We started last year, I think about 4 or 5 months ago, we did all the components of the human body. We started with the head all the way down to the toe. We're going to start that program back the 1st of November. Why? Because we're getting ready to go into the time of the year where nutmeg becomes a problem, where sugar becomes a problem, where candy, cakes, and cookies become a problem. It's
chocolate.
Time.
Tell me about that chocolate, Brother Rashid.
Man, we're going to eat up a storm on Thanksgiving. Everybody can't wait to Thanksgiving. Oh, we don't practice Thanksgiving, but we just love to see our family. And do what? Stuff yourself full of things that harm you. And then you wonder why in the wintertime comes when the air is at its thickest, you don't get enough oxygen. You feel full of food. You don't even go outside to get the proper amount of oxygen that you need. You don't even think that you need something else. The next thing you know, your immune system breaks down. And here comes some particular virus they're going to give a name to so they can make some money off you. Did you guys know that if you go to the hospital in the last couple of years they had COVID, that the doctors or the hospital automatically get $13,000 per patient that he diagnosed with COVID-19?
Incredible.
Go to the emergency room. It's already built into the system that if you go in with the flu compared to COVID-19, Do you really think I'm going to tell you you got the flu when I know I can get $13,000 for you entering my emergency room per person? And you better not start talking about getting on a respiratory machine. Oh, man. This is a money thing.
Jack, that price up.
Oh, I tell you, I'm always thinking about the consequences of finance and what it costs us. But here's the problem. What you need to purchase for yourself, Medicaid and Medicare don't cover it. That means you got to come out of your pocket. And if you got to come out of your pocket, you have to be able to think properly, because now you got to rearrange and readjust your whole financial picture so you can take a little money instead of eating the bad food, buy something for yourself to clean your body out. We got the money. Oh, man, that's still go $300 a month. Guess what? That's $75 a week. You know, good and well, you blow $75 a week on Starbucks. You blow $75 a week on buying the wrong food, the wrong oil, the wrong sugar, the wrong cookies and cakes, and going out doing the wrong thing. You got the money. But you don't have the capability mentally to sit down and try to figure this thing out for yourself. What's more important, you or something else? What's more important, your wife, your husband, your children, your grandchildren? Don't you want to be here for a while? You have to spend some time with yourself. We don't have the patience to even sit down and pay attention to our own self and sit down at the table and eat a good meal together. Your children in one room on TV eating the food, another child over on the computer playing video games, got the food in front of them. You and your wife in two separate places. She watching all my children. You watching something else. You know, it's just crazy, disconnection. Don't act like I'm saying something y'all don't know about. We know we go through this. If nothing else, we know our family members go through this. This is an economic, educational, political, culture concept that we're going to have to get a grasp on. We're going to have to get a grasp on it. So as we begin to wind down, please press one on your phone. If you have a question, we'd love to hear your comments, but not tonight. We're not going to hear comments for a long time. From now to the end of the year, we're not listening to any comments. We want to talk about problems that you have in yourself and in your family. We want problems on how to build community life. We want to ask questions that make us better, that make our children better, so we can build a decent life for ourselves generationally. We talk about leaving generational wealth. Wait a minute. If you don't have good wealth, you're not going to have no generational wealth. You may have a life insurance policy that somebody's going to mess up when they get the money because they all screwed up in the head too because you never told them how to live, how to eat properly. You see this interconnection in the relationship that we have, ladies and gentlemen? It's big. It's bigger than we can ever imagine. And God has already told us, you're going to come to me willingly or unwillingly, period, one way or the other. You can come unwillingly and suffer. Or you come willingly and be happy with your life, be happy with your family, be happy with the way you think and how you function. Or you can just come sick, on a cane, hip replacement, knee replacement, fatty liver, you know, dysfunctional brain. It's up to you. This is what this show is all about. We look forward to showing up every single Tuesday with a guest. I have one person on the line who has three other people on the phone. She did a three-way. It's just three families listening on one phone call. This is what we have to do. Just call somebody and say, look, I got the three-way going. You got to listen to this. Talk to people. COVID separated us, took all the sociality out of us. We don't even want to be with each other. We don't want to talk to each other. I have three of my friends during COVID who got a divorce because one person didn't take the shot. You ain't getting in bed with me. You ain't took the COVID shot. That went on and on and on to the point that they got a divorce. Are you kidding me? You got to be. What kind of dysfunction happened to you? This is your husband, your wife that you've been with for 20, 15, 30 years, and because they didn't take a vaccine? You didn't catch me. Who's scared of you? What are you following? These are some of the things that happen to us. It goes on in our lives every day. And it's been going on for far too long. It's disassociation with ourselves and our children. We're going to have to come together and begin to build community life. So I'll give you one more opportunity. We're going to take the next 2 or 3 minutes here to entertain some questions. I do want to ask this one question for one of my internet callers. But if you have a question that you want to ask, we have 14 minutes left. You have an opportunity to push one and ask a question pertaining to an issue concerning you. Concerning you. Are you happy when you get off the telephone? Go look in the mirror. Do a self-evaluation and come back next week and say, you know, I don't like, Rashida, I don't like what I saw. I don't like how I feel. Can you answer this one question to me? How do I start? How do I begin to change my life? We need to ask ourselves this question. So one of the questions that I want to make sure I get out, you mentioned the three nervous systems. Before you go to the three nervous systems, we had this one particular question. When you talk about minerals and vitamins, that's not the one, tattoos. I have 8 tattoos. How are they going to affect my life?
8 tattoos.
8 tattoos.
Well, here's the downside of tattoos. That ink has toxic metal. We already have toxic metal in the air we breathe, in the water we drink, and in the food we consume. Now you're going to go tattoo yourself, and they're going to add more toxic metal to your blood. The toxic metal will circulate in your blood until you die, unless you come to cytometry to have it removed, ionized. It is toxic metal, another one of those things, Brother Rashid, that denature enzyme, make them worthless. And nothing happens in the human body without enzyme. Your cells won't divide. DNA won't unwind. It is enzymes that produce energy for the cell to function, giving it functional energy, operational energy. Nothing happens without energy in the human body. We're energy dependent. And you're going to denature your enzyme by having someone do a tattoo on you. And did you make sure that the needle were clean and sanitized? Or did they use them on somebody else before you? You don't know any of this. You're just excited to have a tattoo, which is a brand, really. Another fancy way with technology to brand the individual. The Almighty owned you. If he wanted you to have a tattoo, he would equip you with one when you came here.
Okay. That's a sad.
So what I'm saying is, that tattoo have the ink. All ink has toxic metal. All of them, no exception.
You know, I hate to say that, but it is really a sad situation for those of us who didn't know or unknowingly, got tattoos on our body, thinking it was a fad or the thing to do. But the fact is that you have infected yourself in some shape, form, or fashion. That's going to have a repercussion somewhere down the line. So I suggest that you make sure you call Abdul Shaheen and find out what can I do to begin the process of
ionize your blood to keep reducing the blood impurity, because that's why we're sick as well. Blood goes everywhere, jamming the cell.
But can you imagine
that ionized? That's how we remove them. Ionization.
Can you imagine that ink going through all levels of your skin, getting in your blood, and it flows through the blood, the brain.
Everywhere. Ooh. Blood goes everywhere, all nook and cranny, all throughout all of the tissue, the intercellular spaces, the crepes, the membrane, the organ, the tissue, you name it. Blood has to go there, eyes, organs, toes, nail beds.
All right. I'm going to try to sleep tonight with that one. I don't have any tattoos. I'm kind of glad I don't. But anyway,
ionization is the key. Ionize the blood impurities, the toxic metals from your blood. That's what must happen, in other words. Since you've done that already, that's what you need to do to regain your health back.
So let's do this. Once we have, give some closing remarks, Abdul Shaheed, and then we're going to close out the program and let everyone know what else is on IWDM. I know we've had you here for a while, and some of you have left the program, and that's okay. I know it's dinner time. In most cases, 6 o'clock It's dinner time for most people, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, and by the time the show goes off, it's time to have dinner. You do have a family. And those of us who are on the East Coast, we know good well family with a big rich for work tomorrow. So we want to kind of, excuse me, get this information out to you on how to continue to receive this phenomenal information. So if you're going to give us a few closing remarks and show us how to make sure we how to reach you and also share with everyone the website as well.
Yes, for sure. Brother Rashid,
okay,
we certainly appreciate the opportunity to share this evening on the science of health and you. We certainly appreciate all your diligence and due diligence to continue to learn about the science of symptomatology, symptomatic science, and to have this program. This program is very, very necessary and very, very important. And we ask people to continue to invite people to join us and continue to join us yourself. Brother Rashid, would you like to sum it up that neurotransmitter and neuropeptide stored in the axon of the neurons? These are specialized nerve cells that runs the body and the brain. Upon excitation, the axon fires them across the synapse. That's that little gap in the neurons, in the nerve, that gap, there's a gap there, and it causes a synapse. And to the dendrites, that's another part of the nerve, dendrites, in a continuous manner to keep the electrical current from head to toe active day and night. This is how our body operates, Brother Rashid. If the neurotransmitter, neuropeptide is not in that axon or in that synapse, they will not function. This is how human beings operate. And this is what we must know. How does human being operate? What produces our behavior? Our behavior under control by neurons, neurotransmitter, hormone, enzyme, and all of these things. That's what controls human behavior. And when the cell cannot produce them, we'll be veering off the paradigm of normalcy. You can counsel the person all they want. You can tell them, don't do this, don't do that. We can speak to our children all they want. But if they can't produce these brain essentials, then that would be the reason. So, Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate the ability, the opportunity to share information on the science of health in you. We'd like to encourage people to go to the website, and that website is amsos.org. You can't beat the information that's shared and posted there. You cannot. Give you an insight into who we are and where we are. Very good insight. So please go there every single day, because there are many articles posted there now, and it will take a while to get caught up. And if you read those articles, you can become very knowledgeable about what health is and what it's all about. Also, Brother Rashid, every Monday, we have a program called Optimal Health on AM360. And we ask people to join us so we can continue to share the information of Optimal Health. All they have to do is dial in to 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 on AM360. That's every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join us and bring someone with you. And every Saturday and Sunday morning, we have this program called Morning Tylene. Please come and join us. All you have to do is dial into free conference call at 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. Brothers and sisters, excellent program. We share about an hour speaking about optimal health and what health is and what we can have to do to regain our health. We also talk about the ideal Muslim and how human beings should conduct themselves on this planet. What is normalcy and what is abnormalcy, the difference. So join us every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So Brother Rashid, for anyone who have a need to contact us, we're certified symptomatology health coaches, my wife and I, please give us a call at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Brother Rashid, I think that's about it. We certainly have appreciated sharing information of Optimal Health on the signs of health in you. We look forward to a new episode on next Tuesday. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my good brother. And wa'alaikum salam to you. And, you know, we do have about 2 minutes and 32 seconds left, and we're going to try to let you know what happens on IWDM Radio each and every week. And we're going to have our public service announcer come on, Mark Shaheed, and share with us, you know, additional programming that takes place starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We do have excellent quality programming on IWDM Radio for those of you who want to know and participate in other programs. Mark Shaheed, assalamu alaikum, my brother. Are you there? His mic is open, Mark Shaheed. Are you there? Don't tell me he fell asleep on us today. So just in case Mark is incapacitated, we do have programming on Wednesday. The parent health workshop that we have every single Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We also have the MGM Roundtable that we talk about what's happening at our latest convention that we had in Orlando, Florida. We have Imam Bashir Ali, who's going to be there and provide us with those particular tools and resources and information that took place at that meeting. On Thursday, we have the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, was also with Mark Shaheed, and he'll be talking about those phenomenal things on perfect relationships that we should try to establish by knowing a little bit more on how to deal with each other. We find out that a lot of us don't have a set of code leads, so we have bad relationships. You'll find out that everything we talk about health in you is going to find out it's going to interact or intermingle into your own personal life with your husband or your wife. So that's a great show to participate in, knowing going into that show that you've been on the science of health in you, and you can understand why we have issues in our relationship, period, why 64% of the people in our country are divorced. How women, how all these single-family women are having problems and issues in our lives. So it's important that we get educated about life. On Fridays, we have Juma. For those of you who don't get out to the center and have Salatul Juma prayer, we have Juma prayer here on IWDM Radio each and every Friday, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. On Saturday, there's a new programming that takes place, and maybe if you hang in there, you get more information about it. I'm not 100% fully concerned about it. I do know it's a book club that transpires at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Saturdays and on Sunday, Words Make People. Very powerful show we have come on, and just the fact that I said words make people. You know, I always look at that word, on working on redefining your destiny. But you need information, you need education to make sure those particular things happen. So we have a new outlook on life each and every day when we wake up, and we ask that you participate with us on Sundays. And on Monday, we have a brother who comes on, Imam Pasha, who talks about ABC, that's Al-Islam-based conversation. He comes on at 5 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time and 4 o'clock Central Standard Time here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it each and every Tuesday here on IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. Come back next time. Bring a friend. Bring an associate. Bring somebody to work with you. Bring somebody we can talk to. Somebody to have this conversation with other than Imam Shaheed. And not have me on the telephone. Find out for yourself. Look at the website. There are books available for us. There's so many things available. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for your time and your attention. And thank you for actively listening.
Have you ever felt?
Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Cool summer breeze, yeah. Have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, yeah.
brother, from birth to death. Sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brothers, to save your very, very soul. Make sure the whole world understands the law and full control. It's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you again.